This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The sole survivor of a fatal three-car crash on a Queensland highway has been charged with three counts of murder. 25-year-old Rafferty Rolfe is accused of following and attempting to ram a car which then veered onto the wrong side of the Bruce Highway and into a third vehicle on Friday. Retiree Terry Bishop and 25-year-old passenger Gypsy Satterley died in the crash, along with the 38-year-old Jessica Townley, who was driving the third car. Police say the accused had a brief relationship with Ms. Satterley prior to the incident. Detective Superintendent Ben Fadian says it's a shocking tragedy, in particular for Terry Bishop, who had offered Ms. Satterley a ride after finding her on the side of the road.
For him and his family, it's a tragedy. He's doing the right thing, picking up a person who's in distress on the side of the road, and this tragedy has befallen him. As you understand, the families of these victims are still distraught. Their grief is still raw. It won't extinguish for them.
The White House says it does not support Ukrainian attacks inside Russian territory when asked about a drone attack which damaged buildings in Moscow yesterday. Russia spoke of taking harsh measures against Ukraine after two drones damaged buildings in their capital city. Nobody was injured in the attack. The Russian Defence Ministry says 17 drones also launched attacks on Crimea, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the United States does not support attacks on Russia, but argues Russia could choose to end the violence whenever it likes.
On the drone strikes in Moscow, we've been clear that as a general matter, we do not support attacks inside of Russia. But we also have been very clear that Crimea is indeed Ukraine. And so, again, this is something that when it comes to this war, as we all know, Russia started this war and they can end it at any time. By withdrawing forces from Ukraine instead of launching brutal attacks on civilians.
Residents of the village of Masari on the Greek island of Rhodes gathered tree branches and dug up earth to create fire breaks and defence barriers as wildfires approached. Some 20,000 people were forced to leave homes and hotels on Rhodes over the weekend as the inferno, which began last Tuesday, reached coastal resorts on the island's southeast. Firefighters were on hand to aid locals who collected large containers of water. One British tourist who fled the blaze says there are thousands still at risk.
Hell on earth. Never thought I'd be caught up in something like that. Someone's going to end up dying out there, seriously. There are thousands of people that are still out there. There's young kids, there's elderly people. The island's on fire. They've got nowhere to go, there's no food, no water, and they've just basically been abandoned we've just come from the floor of a school. The only reason we got out is because my wife had an asthma attack, and I was like, yeah, you need to go.
In football, top teams Germany and Brazil have stormed into the Women's World Cup with victories over Women's World Cup first-timers Morocco and Panama. German captain Alexandra Popp scored twice as the two-time champion team started their World Cup journey by beating Morocco 6-0 in Melbourne. Panama were no match for the Brazilians, who dominated play from start to finish. Brazil's coach Pia Sundhage says Ari Borges has been a tremendous asset to the team. And that's SBS News in Easy English.